on the house. Broadcasting live from the Jersey Lily in Prescott for the official start of the Christmas season in the great state of Arizona. We're privileged to be a active participant of this declaration every single year for about the last 10 years. And we've got another special guest in with us this morning. As y'all know, Rome's been working on the Rosie on the House calendar that we're going to be publishing here and making available to all of you listeners that would like a free copy. We'll get them out to you, mail them out to you. We just need you to access us at info@rosieonthehouse.com and let us know the mailing address, and we'll get them to you. And a part of that calendar, Romy, why don't you talk through what your idea was in the way of the photography contest?
Well, we always get people interested when we have Arizona highways on and photography. It's always very popular. And so I thought, well, let's put something together fun for the listeners. There's a lot of – this is a very functional calendar. It's designed to help you with the maintenance of your home. But we wanted to do it with our listeners as part of our 30th year anniversary. And we thought, well, what better way than to allow homeowners to submit photos of Arizona wildlife and landscape to be part of it. And we ran that, for about a month. And then we had the listening audience vote on it for a month. And the top 12 pictures, which all are absolutely beautiful, will be featured in a portion of next year's calendar. And we've got one of our winners, because it's a Prescott picture, and I'll let him talk about it. And it's wintertime. This will be the featured image in December's 2018 Rosie on the House home maintenance calendar.
We're fortunate to have the photographer, Mr. Dan Hamill. Dan, thanks for coming up and joining us this morning.
Well, thanks, Rosie. It's great to be here.
Well, okay.
Nice to finally put a face to the names.
Well, I understand you've been listening for a while.
5 years. That's okay. My fifth year.
All right. And longtime Arizona resident.
55 years.
Okay, but fairly new to the Prescott area.
5 years in Prescott. I had to move up here to listen to your radio station.
All right, well, down there you were working too much. That was your problem down there.
I was never accused of that.
Okay, well, let's talk a little about this particular photo that was voted on by all of our listeners as one of the very 12 best we received that will be included in our 2018 calendar. Your shot. Tell us about it.
The image that I captured was at Watson Lake, and it was Christmas Day last year. And on Christmas Eve last year, it was snowing so hard up here I couldn't see my driveway. And I told my missus, I said, you know, we need to get up before the sun comes up tomorrow. And if the light looks good, we're going to go to Watson Lake, sit in the dark, and freeze our keisters off.
And she said, I can't wait.
Just for fun.
Yeah, just for fun. I married you. Why?
Yeah, right.
And we waited and we waited, and we went down to the boat dock, and the sun started to come up, and I made a few images, and then all of a sudden some ducks wondered what I was doing, I guess, in the boat dock. So I fired off one shot and processed it, and thank you guys very much for acknowledging my image. And
it's a beautiful shot.
Thanks very much.
The Watson Lake with all of the, of course, the boulder structure that Watson Lake, you know, the iconic Watson Lake image covered in snow and in the open water and the ducks.
And just as a side note, and I had mentioned this earlier, Rosie, after we made the photograph, my wife was driving, and we got stuck in a snowbank.
Oops.
threw her under the bus.
It certainly made for an interesting morning, getting drug out of the snow in her car by a city worker.
Thank goodness somebody was out on Christmas morning,
yeah,
right?
Indeed, it was.
Talk to us a little bit. So we're very early in the day. We're picking up the sunrise light. What are we shooting with?
I shot that with a Canon 5D Mark III, professional camera. And as you and I had mentioned earlier today, that was my profession in Phoenix for, 40 years plus. And when I retired up here, it's like you as a contractor. You can't put your hammer down, and
right.
I can't put my camera down. So if things look nice up here, I'll go up and photograph But I no longer do anything for hire.
Right. Just for your own recreation and private collection.
And I do spend a lot of time at Watson Lake. And for the retirees out there, I spend my time at Watson Lake on Wednesday because it's free admission.
Okay, all right. Very
and
good.
I'll sit out there in the rocks and wait for the light to be right.
Nice. Well, Dan, we certainly appreciate you taking the time to join us. We appreciate the fact that I understand you listen to us as you run in the morning.
Indeed. I was a marathoner for 35 years, and I listen to you every Saturday morning on my run.
That will be new encouragement for us as we're in the studio every single Saturday morning knowing Dan's out there pounding the pavement. That's right. Dan Hamill, one of the winners of the photography contest for the Rosie on the House counter. Thanks a bunch for joining us. We appreciate it. Folks, I want y'all to stay tuned because we're going to talk about the future of home ownership at Rosie on the House as it cannot be applied anywhere else on the globe. As a matter of fact, no other place in the entire universe.
If you're near your computer, go to rosieonthehouse.com and click login and be prepared. We'll walk you through what the power of this new digital home maintenance world can do for you, the Arizona homeowner. It's right here at Rosie on the House, right after Bottom of the Hour News.